verse 24 talks about the depths of Satan. You have a real enemy. His name is Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the devil. He's given different titles, and I'll tell you why those different names are given to him and at what point they were given to him. So you have a real enemy. John chapter 10, verse 10 says that his mission, Jesus came to give you what? Life, and life more abundantly. Now, how many of you want that? Abundant life, quality. But the enemy came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If the enemy gets his way, which the only way that can happen through a child of God is one of two ways. Ready? Ignorance. You don't know any better, so you become prey or victim to the devices of the enemy. So it happens through our ignorance. The Bible says in Isaiah that honorable men famish and that the land is thirsty and dry because of a lack of knowledge. The Bible says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So it happens because of what I don't know, or it happens because of rebellion. So one or two reasons, Sharon. If I am victim to the enemy and the enemy is defeating me, the enemy defeats me either because of lack of knowledge, what I don't know, or because of rebellion, that God's wanting to course correct something in my life. And so the enemy is allowed to move in my life to bring me forth to a place and position. Okay, because you have, Jesus Christ already defeated the enemy, but you have to face him and you have to fight him. So can I establish a few things? Who's the God of this world? Satan is. So when people say, what happened on 9/11? Or what happened? Why do people get shot? Or why do we have a crime problem? Or why do people die prematurely? Because we have a real enemy. Now, Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus is superior to the enemy. Superior. But if you don't know how to appropriate that blood, you will live a life as a Christian. You'll go to heaven because of the blood of Jesus. But you can live a defeated life on this earth. Can I ask you some questions in getting to my teaching? How many of you have a battle in your life right now? Okay, good. The teaching the Lord gave me is going to help you today. How many of you need to elevate your life either spiritually, emotionally, relationally, or financially? How many of you have read the Word of God, but your life is not in alignment with what God has said you should be or you should have? All right, so there's not a problem on the God end, is there? There's no problem on God's end. So the problem then becomes on our end. So I have to ask myself, Elder, what am I contending with? Is it lack of knowledge? What don't I know? Or is it rebellion? Am I out of position? So if I know better, I'm going to do better. So you can slap your neighbor and say, this is the last day you'll stay stupid. Say, oh, I meant to talk to the row behind you. So you don't mind me bringing some deep things. Because the Bible says that there are depths to Satan. Now, I was talking to the PITs. Let me give you just a few things, just to whet your appetite, because I'm going to barely get into this today. I'm going to barely get into it. I can sit here and proclaim you're going to have a sudden deliverance over your enemy. But if you don't understand the legalities of Christian warfare, then I can proclaim it, and you can get a defeat, or we can get a victory, and then you can get a defeat next week, because you don't know how to deal with that. So blinders are going to come off today. I'm going to give you just something little, just little, to show you depths of Satan. How many of you know that covenant means exchange? Okay, that's what the word covenant means. It means exchange. So when there's a covenant, there has to be an exchange. And so there are many ways to make covenant. The really only covenant, man wasn't capable of making a covenant with God. When God talks about covenant in his word, he made it with Jesus Christ, and we are the recipients of it. The exchange was between the two of them, and now we inherit, or we're heirs of that covenant. And so, but we can make covenants. We make them with each other, right? We can exchange. When you get married, you make a covenant, right? I hope you do. When you make, you exchange. All right, you can have exchange and make covenants through several ways. You can do it through sex. Look how quiet it is in this church right now. You can do it through food. You can do it through words. You can do it through money. I don't accept money just from anybody. And if it is unrighteous money, ungodly, I know how to purge it and purify it to take the curse off of it so that what I'm received has been redeemed now. Same with food. Let me help women. Now, I won't make you raise your hand right now, but some of us women have weaves. Why y'all looking at me funny? By acting like you got your own hair. Often hair comes from Asian countries or Middle East, and it's offered to gods as part of idolatry. And the hair of a woman is her glory. So when you put hair on your head that you do not know how to pray and purge through, you can give legal access for the enemy to come into your life. Just little things. Now, how many of us know we can perish because of lack of knowledge? It's not that we do what's wrong all the time. We don't do enough of what's right.